to play, puppy? She's sure not acting like herself.
Maybe she's just having a bad puppy day.
And we got to cheer her up. Spiffy's always happy when he's chewing something.
Good idea, Tommy.
Maybe she don't feel like chewing, but she always likes ripping up newsy papers.
Look, puppy. Ripping stuff's fun, remember?
Something's not right with puppy.
Chaz, maybe you should take a break. You can help me with this jigsaw puzzle.
I can't right now, Kira. I've been trying for months to find the perfect name for puppy. Soon she won't even be a puppy anymore. I'm sure I'm close.
That's it! Charles!
Oh, that's my name. Don't worry, Kira. I'll find the right name for puppy soon. It's here somewhere, and I'll know it when I see it.
That's why puppy's sad, because she don't got her name yet.
I'm sorry you're sad, puppy. You can have my name if it'll make you happy.
Then what will we call you, Chicky?
You could call me Fred.
You can't just give your name away, Chucky. Puppy has to have her own special name. I'm sure your daddy will find one.
Tommy, we can't wait for my daddy to find a name. Sometimes it takes him forever just to find his shoes.
Maybe you're right. Come on, guys. I bet we could find Puppy's name ourselves.
What's her name look like, Tommy?
I don't know. But your daddy says we'll know it when we sees it.
I found it!
You found Puppy's name!
Look, my bunny's here.
We don't even know where to look for a name.
Maybe it's in the same place our names came from.
That's it, Kimmy. My name's right inside my shirt.
Are you sure that says your name, Tommy?
That's what my mommy told me.
But Puppy doesn't wear shirts, Tommy.
Then maybe it's on some of her other stuffs. Come on, let's look.
I don't see anything that looks like it got a name on it.
Me neither.
But if her name's not on her stuffs, then where is it?
My daddy says that's my name, right up there on that navy plate.
You're lucky. Your name was easy to find.
And if your name's on a plate, maybe Puppy's name is too.
I don't think Puppy's name is on any of these plates.
These either. Puppy's never gonna have a name. She's gonna be sad forever.
Well, then we got to start looking on other stuff. And we're gonna have to start looking extra hard.
Come on, Puppy. Maybe a walk will give us some fresh ideas. Puppy? Come on, Puppy. Here, Puppy. Oh, no. I've taken so long to name her, she won't even answer to Puppy anymore. She's having an identity crisis.
Here, Puppy. Puppy.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's all my fault.
Maybe I should call the vet.
Tell him to hurry, Kira. This is a puppy emergency.
Puppy's name got to be on something in there.
Now my daddy will find her name for sure.
Don't worry, Puppy. Everything's gonna be all right. What's all this? Kira, I found my shoes.
I guess Puppy's name wasn't in there.
I know you was hoping we'd find your name, Puppy. I'm sorry.
I wish my grandma was here. Mommy says my name came from her.
Well, then if there's a person who gives baby names, maybe there's a person who gives puppy names, too.
Mrs. Finster. I'm Dr. Mutterly.
Thank you for coming so quickly, Dr. Mudderly. My husband's very upset. He thinks our puppy's having an identity crisis.
Mrs. Finster, if your puppy's having an identity crisis, Dr. Mudderly will know. I'm an expert on dog psychoses. Perhaps you've read my book, The Sick Puppy? Now, let's have a look at the patient.
She's the patient's mother. Puppy's in the backyard.
The mother, eh? Yeah, it'll all come back to you, no doubt.
Your mommy and daddy got an expert puppy namer. He'll find puppy's name.
So, when exactly did the problem begin?
Well, Doctor, I've been trying to name puppy since, since we got her.
You've not given this puppy a name yet? We have no time to lose. First, I must see the universe of the dog. The world of the pooch. Take me to Puppy's place.
Yep, we checked there too.
Nothing here. Perhaps we should take a closer look at the patient.
Puppy's name's not on her stuffs. It's on Puppy.
Very unusual.
Uh-oh, he didn't find the name.
Maybe we should look.
Puppy appears quite normal. There's usually other symptoms with this sort of thing. We must test her instinctual behavior.
Yep, we tried a ball too.
A puppy that doesn't fetch? Oh, that's very, very troublesome. Puppy, bark! Ruff, ruff! Roll over, puppy, roll over!
That's not gonna help find puppy's name! He's just playing like a doggy!
Chucky, wait! He's an expert. He must know what he's doing.
Maybe we should bring him the plates.
There can only be one thing. The bone.
The bone?
Yes. Clearly, she's suffering from bone separation anxiety. Your dog has misplaced her bone, and we must find it.
Oh.
So if I dig, she'll join, and together we'll find her bone.
So busy looking in the house, we forgot to look out here.
Oh, look, Kira. The kids want to help.
Not the bone. Incredible. Oh, now my book is gone. Oh, well, no matter. I'm afraid I'm totally stumped on this one. It's been a pleasure. Here's my belt.
Wait. This must be a typo.
The puppy namer's going bye-bye.
But we don't got puppy's name yet.
Hey, guys, look!
Oh,
it's got puppy's picture on it! It must have puppy's name in it.
I can't believe he charged us for nothing.
Jess, look!
That man is a genius! Puppy's got her old pep again! That's it! Pepper! We'll call her Pepper! Kids, guess what? Hey, that's Dr. Butterly's book. I've got the perfect name for Puppy. We'll call her Pepper. Look at her. Here, Pepper. I knew I'd find the right name, Kira.
It's a perfect name.
We did it, guys! We found Pepper, her name!
Here, Pepper, here!
I told you I can't cook, Howie. That's your job. Now I have to feed our guests cheese sticks.
Sorry, dear. But I have to get us prepared for Hurricane Alice.
What you worried about? That storm's miles away from us.
I'm taking this to the basement. If Alice turns this house upside down, we can sleep there.
Who's Hurricane Alice?
I don't know, but she sure sounds scary.
Yeah, she can turn the whole house upside down.
Maybe being upside down all the time will be fun.
Let's see.
I like being upside down, but my tummy doesn't.
I don't think upside down is too much fun.
You pups ready to make a new friend? My old college roommate Sheila will be here any minute with her little girl. Oh, cheese sticks.
We're getting a new friend, you guys.
Yay!
I hope she likes coloring pictures.
Sheila!
Bats!
Haven't been working out, huh?
I still got it.
Well, I knew this Hurricane Huey wouldn't keep you away.
Now, what's a little wind?
Come on, you lug. We'll catch up over some Java.
Brought my own cup.
Kids, this is your new friend, Alice.
That's Hurricane Alice. She's gonna turn our housey upside down and make my tummy all tumbly.
I don't know, guys. She doesn't look so bad.
Here she comes! Look out!
A red teddy bear! I don't have a red teddy bear.
See, I told you guys there was nothing to worry about.
Hey, Teddy's not a poster for lie. But I'm done hugging. Got any other new toys? That's done. What else? She's turning stuffs upside down.
Don't worry, guys. We'll just get her to do something less exciting. Alice?
Crash!
We got some real nice coloring books and lots of crayons. Alice?
That's all you can do with a fire truck. Next!
More Java, Shield?
Nah, thanks. Already on my fifth cup. I'm still the biggest coffee drinker around.
Oh, not as big as me. This is my sixth. Oh, you know I can top you, just like in the dorm weightlifting championship.
Hey, ho! I won the dorm weightlifting championship. Take a look at these puppies.
Puppies? Yeah? Take a look at these big dogs.
Excuse me, ladies. I just need to gather some canned goods. But this is a bad time.
Come on, me. Where can Alice's turn?
closet.
Where's that?
Oops.
Hi, kids. Don't you worry about a thing. I'm putting supplies for Hurricane Alice in every room.
Your daddy said these are a surprise for Hurricane Alice.
How's a surprise gonna stop her from turning the house upside down?
I don't know. He's your daddy.
It rolls. It bounces. The guy comes out. Stupid.
How's this supposed to help?
Those aren't toys. Those are grown-up potty room stuffs.
All the stuff that used to be under there is up there now.
She turned her bathroom upside down.
Look, maybe those are more of my daddy's surprises.
How are we gonna surprise her with a jacket and hat?
I think I know. Follow me. Check.
Two out of five. A Betty record. Beat that, my friend.
Yo, Howie, throw the 25 pounds on. Oh, yeah!
Lots of new toys!
Oh, no! The basement is the bottomest part of the house! If she turns that upside down, the bottom of the house will be on the top, and then...
The whole house will be upside down!
That's how we stop her. We get her to go night-night.
I don't think she ever goes night-night.
Sure she does. She just needs a pillow and a blankie and a teddy bear.
Tommy, that's an old, disgusting rabbit booty.
Close enough. Come on. Alice.
Look, it's nighty-night time.
No, it's not. I still got lots of toys to play with.
But look, I got the real nice new night-night toy for you, a teddy bear.
I already played with a teddy bear.
But this is a real special new teddy bear. It's a one-eyed, one-eared teddy rabbit. You ever played with one of those before?
No.
But you got to lie down and act like you're going night-night to play with them.
Okay.
Go to sleep, Alice, sleep. Close your big wolf-like eyes. Go to sleep.
Once upon a time, they all lived. lived happily ever after.
Being
Quick, tell a longer bedtime story.
Once upon a time, there was three little pigs and three bears and three blind mice.
She's asleep. Look.
Well, look at that. A little angel. As usual. No, I guess it's time for us to go.
Good. I mean, seeing ya. Good seeing ya.
Thanks for the cheese sticks!
You betcha! Good night, nurse. How can anyone stand to be around a woman like that all the time?
I have no idea.
Hey, take a gander there, Howie. Looks like we don't have to worry about Hurricane Alice after all.
I'm gonna miss Alice. We had some good times together.
Yeah, like that time she looked it around the living room real quiet.
Or that time she fell asleep.
And I think that was it.
Yep.
Come on, you guys. Let's go do some nice, quiet coloring.
They're out there. And their numbers are growing. They're your neighbors. Your friends. Maybe even the person right next to you. They know what's coming. Do you? Avatar, the brand new season begins Friday at 8 on Nickelodeon.
Class teacher power.